you can run to the finish line. That's not what the Christian race is all about. It don't matter if you pass me up. It don't matter if you're 10 times faster than me. I'm not judged by how fast you are and how slow I am. So that's not what is measured in the Christian race. And that's why it's different for the Christian race as opposed to the races of the world, of the different dynamics and the different distances. Why is it different? Because here it moves. This scripture takes us from the witnesses to the warnings to the wisdom in winning well. See, this last part is literally the wisdom we need to win well. And I think you need to know the reason why he says, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, is because us have our own race to run. Every one of us have an individual race to run. We're not running the same race. And what we've got to know is why it is so important to stay in my lane, because my lane don't go where your lane goes in my race. And if I look at you trying to stay in your lane, get in your lane, I'm gonna mess myself up, because your track might be longer than my track. My track may be shorter than your track, but if I'm in the wrong lane, I'm gonna miss my turns. How many of you been traveling and got in the wrong lane, saw an exit turn, and you were too far over to veer over? But if you had stayed in your lane, it would have been easy to get off when it was your time to get off. And a whole lot of us don't understand, my brothers and sisters, that it's important that you understand you're in this race to run well, not run fast. You've heard the saying, this race is not given to the swift, not to the strong, but to him who endures or proves faithful till the end. You see, it's a whole different race, and we've got to understand that the end result of the race we're in as Christians is to run well. And when you run fast, and if you run many times quickly, and you don't think about the decisions you make, this is about running the race so that at the end of the race, you don't have all of these pitfalls, these pit stops, these mistakes, these regrets. You don't have to look back and say, I'm sorry so many times because you were so busy running that you didn't take out time to run well, because you were trying to run fast. And so, my brothers and sisters, this race is about you being the best you that you can be. Not the best somebody else is, but the best you can be. My question to you today is, how are you running in your race? God bless you. The doors of the church are open, whoever you are, my brother, my sister. This Christian race is a race that each and every one of us must run individually. No one can run it for us. As baby Christians, as young Christians, as mature Christians,
this is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
I remember the sound of the old piano and how the preacher used to preach and the choir would sing. Somebody would stand up and ask God for a blessing. And I heard one lady one day, as they rode her in a wheelchair, came up to the front. Somebody said, what?
God bless you. God bless too, all of our radio audience. As you're listening to this broadcast, and listen to the program of a man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
We need a miracle.
Oh, church, we need a miracle.
God bless you in radio land. God bless to all my father's children, for as far as my voice can be heard here on another Lord's Day. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia. Get your pencils, get your paper ready. Write down the mailing address, my friend. Write down the telephone number right here in Atlanta, Georgia. No matter what you're facing, friends, God can bring you through if you have just that faith. Just that faith, my friends. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Telephone number, my friends. 404-212-2444. Write it down, my friend. Don't try to memorize it. God, I know when old Satan gets busy, sometimes it's, oh my God, can't remember your own numbers. Maybe you have pain in your body. Maybe you have situations to where you have problems with people around you looking for respect. Somebody say, Rev, I just want protection from evil. Somebody right now say, Rev, I want to be lucky. Want that money drawing package. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. You know I'm going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil with it. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. I'm going to play this one testimonial for you, then I'm going to get right back with you, my friends, because I know that God is yet in the blessing business, and if you have just that little bit of faith, oh my God, no matter where you've been before, no matter what you've done and had tried to do in the past, I am here to ask you, my friends, not to give up. Yes, ma'am, yes, sir, not to give up, for I know God is yet in the blessing business.
They will try to keep you in jail for a minute, what?
Yes, sir. They were telling me in prayer that, you know, they're going to come up for parole on you, and when they come up for parole on you, they'll let you go. You might want to be living too much longer because you got a life sentence. Even though you don't come out here, yeah, you know, you probably had to do up to about 8-9 more months. there is a lot. I talked to you, Mr. Gregory. Give what you told me. Come get you up out of there. Say, get me soon. Here you go, Mr. Gregory. Soon, you said soon. Soon came like the past. And right now, I'm all you can put me in between you, Mr. Gregory. Why?
You don't show me a whole different life. I know that it don't take that much to get something to go with.
Yes, sir. You made it what I did.
I want to ride in that car, though.
you can't cheat me. You know that. It's yours. You hear me, though? It's yours. You can come right back. And say, man, I need that car, man.
Oh my God, you know, some of our testimonials go for a long time. That young fella done came out and got his life started and about to get married. Now, my friends, I'm going to ask that you that are in need, don't put off for tomorrow for what you can do right now. I'm here in the prayer office all throughout the day with you, and especially you that have situations. You know, in the days of old, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods when a crook or sack across their back, come back, board it, steep it, and straight it, so they can make it back into the fields the very next day. Yes, you with that arthritis, you with that problem with your nature on vacation. You, my friends, that are trying to grow hair, you that have that gout, that rheumatism, that diabetes. Oh, my God. Write down the telephone number, friends. 404-212-2444. And I'm here in the office when you call. You'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. And I know, my friend, I'm going to definitely send you a bottle of that Masterstroke oil and that prayer cloth to work your situations out. Those of you that are writing, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, that's G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Right now, I'm going to ask that you join us, my friends, for 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silent prayer. You might be praying with someone on the other side of town or another county that's having the same trouble you are. Lay your hands on that radio, my friends. Join us right now. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. The name of Jesus, the blood of Christ in your heart, my friends. Just 1 minute. Join us.
Thank you.